You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A study of economic inequality has found an increase over the last 10 years. Researchers from Victoria University's Institute for Governance and Policy Studies analysed data collected by Statistics New Zealand. For example, around 60% of adults have less than $10,000 in their bank account, while the top 10% has around seven times as much. I speak with one of the researchers, Max Rashbrook, and ask him what the study found about inequality in New Zealand.
We found two main things, I guess. The first is that over about a 20-year period, half of the people who start out poor, that's in the poorest fifth of the country, stay poor throughout that period. That's our estimate. So there's a large number of people who are poor for long periods of time. And the second thing we found was that the average person doesn't have a lot of wealth. They don't have much wealth at all, and what wealth they do have is mostly tied up in their house. So the average person doesn't have a lot of cash or stuff that could easily be converted into cash that they could use to ride out a difficult period in their life, or plan for the future, or have some insurance against life shocks. So a lot of people are pretty exposed to big shocks, I guess, is one of the things that we found.
And how does this fit into sort of more long-term trends of wealth distribution in New Zealand?
Well, we don't know a lot about wealth in the long term because we have very little data. And some of the figures I've just quoted to you are extrapolations out of, 6 to 8 years' worth of data. But I think it's pretty obvious that there are some troubling trends about long-term wealth inequality emerging. What you're already seeing with the Auckland housing market is that it's increasingly difficult to buy a house there unless your parents can help you. If you're a young person, very difficult if you don't have parental support. And the parents who are able to give that support will be the ones who are themselves homeowners, so, ones who are already wealthy. So what you're getting is, you're developing a cycle whereby advantage gets entrenched because, and people who can buy homes are those whose parents are already wealthy homeowners. And disadvantage is entrenched in the sense that it's increasingly difficult for a lot of people to get into a position where they can own a home or have some, reasonable level of wealth. And that gets passed on through the generations. And if you don't do anything about it, then, at least in theory, it gets worse and worse. The ideas about a sort of broadly distributed ownership society haven't really materialised. There has been this theory over the last 30 or 40 years that, the economy was going to be democratized in the sense that everybody would end up having some kind of stake in it. Share ownership would be widespread. Everybody would benefit from, rising levels of wealth. And our data doesn't really show that. It shows that for large swathes of the population, 50, 60% or so, the only meaningful asset they really have is a stake in their house. Share ownership is pretty concentrated at the upper end, so is ownership of businesses. So, we just haven't seen develop that broadly spread ownership society that some people had theorised, and it looks much more like we are in a situation with really quite striking inequalities of wealth.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.